Long Mandala Offering, page 26 in the Gold Book, page 203 in the Retreat Book. Ogya Wachab Da Doje Chan Chen Po Dong Ngoa Yer Ma Chepa Yonzon Tempe Ngada Tengi Lene Tsene Miete Jetsun tupten zepa pelzampie. Shengane tepa chempu sucho jamo. Lepa shuir yuntu o. Jinkamu agi wo benzabumi ahum Wanchan segi saji Om benzareke ahum Chi chagi kor yugi kor we usu Rigao porirap Shalupapo lo zambuli Nu balangche jan jaminya Ludan lupa nyanya dam yo yo shen Yo dan dan lo tro jo jaminyan dan jaminyan dida Rinpoche riro pa sambishin derjo iba Mamoy pailo tog Kolo rinpoche norbo rinpoche Tsumo rinpoche lempo rinpoche Lampo Rinpoche, Takpo Rinpoche, Makpo Rinpoche, Techenpo Ibumpa, Gemma, Tewama, Luma, Garma, Metoma, Duperma, Nanselma, Dichama, Nima, Dawa, Rinpoche, Du, Cholenampa, Gewe, Gyatse, Usulagda, Mi, Pesho, Pusun, Sopa, Matsangwa, Mepa, Sangshi, Yudu, Wawa, Dijan, Jinsen, Sawadan kirpa chepe pandan lama dampana keba duya yozo tempe nada dunki la dutsene mote jetsun lama lo sanctu adojech jetsun tupten sopa rinpoche peo sampo jenane tepa chemper sucho nam shu Wamnan kumar gihu Tredo wedi zuso Jene kyanda sodo Wama shudan keta tamnan Pesin tinta tela Tute wachin perga Jingi lab tu so Saji perki Jushing metog Tamri rab zinji Nide gyempare Sangye jingdu Da jing la che pa shok jetun lama dam pa kye nam ki che ku ka la Kien se chu jin ching ji ta tsam pe du je zi ma la ta ngye Charpa wab tu sridam guru ratamandala kamneriyatayami.
Susan,
it's a refuge porch. Sangye Chodan Tsoki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chen Yengi Pesunam Gi Dola Pensir Tange Du Pashok Sangye Chodan Tsoki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chen Yengi Pesunam Gi Dola Pensir Sangye Du Pashok Sangye chodan so ki chonam la janchu bardu dani kapsuchi dagi chen yengi pesunam gi dola penchir sangye tu parsha.
Would you ask him?
They just the Meduchi was here, Pierre is a tree. No. Any Romaja Consul, near Baggio, near Baromaja Manga. No.
So, So, good morning. So, got many students whom I met in the past, maybe some new, and so I want to say thank you very much for to meet again and 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 living the life, you know, whether you have studied Dharma or not, but dedicating life to others, benefiting others. Working for that, and so thank you very much. And then, especially studying Dharma. the general service for the center, which is to aim is to benefit sentient beings, to benefit sentient beings, to free them from the very root of suffering or samsara. The cause of the suffering of samsara, the delusion and karma, is action called karma in Sanskrit and Tibetan, the action of delusion. So, cause and the very root, ignorance. Particular ignorance, holding the eye, holding the hallucination, appearance of false eye, and 100% believing the wrong eye. So that's the root of all the suffering. Root of suffering is not somebody else outside. Not the God, not ordinary person, somebody else outside. It's your own mind. That's why we suffer. We experience happiness, we have to look happiness from the mind, from your mind. Same thing, we have to stop the suffering from the mind, from our mind. And so, not from outside, from our mind. That's the whole point of meditation, Dharma practice. So looking at the happiness, my chanting. Looking for happiness, eliminating suffering and achieving happiness from within your mind. From within your mind, not from outside, from within your mind. Otherwise from outside. Look at the world, you know, the global problems, country problems, society problems, family problems. I guess they're always looking for happiness from outside, not looking for happiness from the mind. So the happiness does not increase. You can never find satisfaction. Always you look for satisfaction, can never find satisfaction. That's suffering. That's the fundamental suffering. That's why people in the world, singers, you become very top famous, and then so much of life is filled with worry, fear, then much more than beggar in the begging street, a billion times much more worse, I mean, than the beggar in the street. Worry, fear, the competition, worry, fear, you become less, you become lower, and others become higher, and, worry, fear, so you can never find. You work for to get satisfaction, but you can never find satisfaction. That's biggest suffering. So many people, even after you succeed, famous, singer, anything, then you begin suicide. So much problem, matter by the mind concept. Do not the Dharma, don't practice Dharma, don't know the karma, don't know the, about mind. Your mind made a problem, so much problem, blow up the balloon, like 물론 올라갈 때 then you know on the mind there's no much space and then suicide. So there's so many happenings in the world, I think every day, many and so on. Anyway, so I want to say, so therefore need to stop the suffering from within our mind, and that's the way to do it. Suffering came from our mind, not came from outside, came from our mind. That's why Arya beings who have wisdom directly perceived emptiness, they don't experience the Buddha's bodhisattvas, and those Arya beings don't experience suffering, rebirth, suffering, old age, suffering, death, suffering, sicknesses, they're not enlightened being, even they're not achieved, those Buddhist higher beings, they don't experience this, who has achieved direct perception or emptiness, they've abandoned sufferings. You understand? Not necessarily with that much higher, but even before achieving after them, having achieved the total cessation of delusion. So Arya beings like that. So having ceased, that come from this, by specifying the delusion. Looking happiness as attempting for happiness from your own mind, from the mind. So, like that. besides Buddha, do not experience it. Because they abandon the cause of suffering, so delusion, karma, so therefore, do not experience their blissful at peace achieved, so they don't experience, they don't receive harm. Even somebody give harm, but they don't receive harm. So like that. So anyway, especially the thought transformation. So you can transform the suffering, the problem into happiness. You can change instead of suffering, the suffering transformed happiness and made it positive. And the negative, you use the negative into positive, like that. And you dedicate to achieve the total illumination of the obscuration and the complete development of realization, sangye. So you use the problem for that, to achieve that. That means you use the problem to the numberless sentient beings to free from the oceans of samsara suffering and to achieve the peerless happiness. You use the problem for that, to achieve that. That's the most unbelievable. Why you can do that is because that seeking happiness from your mind. That you can do that. So otherwise you can't do that. You have no choice. So it's short like that. So Now, children here, I think, that's why we are meditation center. I don't know, not before speaking about children. That's why we are meditation center, Dharma center, for learning, for reflecting meditation practice. Oh, that's why so important is that. So you can, especially, like that, and as I mentioned in the beginning, the, you know, suffering, problems like this in the world, and now, the problems in the world, disasters happening more and more, and, just amazing, you can never tell, especially that, particular nowadays like that. So anyway, so therefore we see more suffering, so the Dharma, study Dharma, meditation becomes more important, practice Dharma becomes more important. Oh, that you have to know, that you have to know like that. So that brings so that's the way to achieve happiness yourself, to cause happiness, to bring happiness in the world. Through your mind, okay, so through your subdued mind, through your peaceful mind, subdued mind, good heart, like that. Okay, yeah. So, kinder prayer, when they went out, kinder prayer for children. Yeah. So, therefore, the meditation, Dharma, practice, and learning and practice as much as one can is so important, because very, not only your happiness, but for the world, for the sentient beings, for the living beings. So important. I become like that. So now, just before starting, it is easy to make children. It is easy to make children. But you know, once you marry children, it means you have a great responsibility. You have a great responsibility of their life. What they bring in the suffering life, or they bring in the happy life. So it's a great responsibility that you have, a parent have, you have. Not easy. Generally in the world, not all, but of course some might be, good heart, you know, not searching thought to have the children. To have the children is not with attachment, you know, some. But not all in the world. You know, some, yes, without self-changing thought, without attachment, to benefit the world, special reasons, yeah, to benefit the world, or to benefit others, unbelievable. You know, like that. But most, you see, with the self-cherishing thought, with the attachment, you know. But it's, the total responsibility, as parents have, you have, yeah. But, of course, not everything happens according to what you wish. But it also depends on the karma, their mind is separate mind than yours. So it comes from their past life. So it follows their karma. So they will become conditioned for them, but also depends on their karma. So you can't really expect them everything to become as you want, you know, like that. You can't make them like that. But generally, you can have conditioned parents. So then, school teachers and school, the environment, the school, what they teach, and that's one thing. Another one is at home, the parents, the example, education, giving education, the example, example their life to the children. So very much children's life, how's it going to be turned out, so much depends on that. Of course, as I mentioned, basically the karma. Yes, individual karma, it doesn't become as you want, and as you want, immediately like that, But of course, you pray best, and you do best. the way of guiding children, That's why we start university education mainly aimed good heart. The main point is a good heart. But we start university education, 16 human dharma and 10 divine dharma. 10 divine dharma has not started yet. 16 human dharma. There's 10 divine dharma, but it has come slowly. So that's why we started, that's the basis. But before that, seven things before that. Is he a study through children or is he a study not university education? Huh? So main point is good heart. The whole thing to one is a good heart. That's the main aim. Whether believer or non-believer, but it's good heart to live the life good heart. Then there's a happiness, inner happiness in the life. The person can develop their happiness, can experience happiness, inner happiness, not a hallucinated, over hallucinated happiness, not that. that is a good word to guide. That's children. That was the constitution met in Tibet. Constitution for the Tibet in how many years? 한다 다 매우 다르네 저 담아킨 송전감보 제네식 is a manifestation of generosity in Tibet, compassion Buddha. Avalokiteshvara, Songtsen Gampo. He made this and made constitution for Tibet. You understand. You see, because he's embodiment of compassion Buddha. So, he, in the country, in Tibet, So he, because he's the embodiment of Buddha, compassion Buddha, so the leader, so therefore punishment, so the, you see, the punishment in the country, in the country, there's a big piles of the head, you know, cut and piled up on the ground, like that, so, to stop the people engaging in the stealing and engaging many of those negative karmas and to follow the right conduct and to protect from creating negative karma those are basic negative karma to not harm, to give happiness to others. So, it looks like somebody else, you know, so many people killed a part of that, but it's not that. There's nobody, no other sentient being. He's his own manifestation. He's a Buddha. So generous, so he manifested, illegal people. He manifested and punished. It's all his own manifestation, but piled up head on the ground. So the people follow engage in good karma. So through that. For that reason. If your leader, the leader of the country is a Buddha, this is what they do. Not some other country, not some other sentient being, but they all manifest that. They manifest only being in the, doing illegal things, but then, you see, and, so, parts of the head is his own act. You know? So it's very interesting. Oh, like that. Two young men came to take teachings from him from far, and if they received teaching from Songtsen Gampo, and they would be enlightened in their life. But because they heard this punishment, big piles of head and piled on the ground, then they got a heresy to the Songtsen Gampo. If they didn't get a heresy, they took teaching, they would be enlightened in their life. But that didn't happen because they got heresy after hearing this. Songtsen Gampo gave, they met Songtsen Gampo, and Songtsen Gampo gave, I'm not sure, but one big sack, sand or some, I don't know, something. And then when they went back, this all became gold. So I think there's something story. I'm not hand for sure about something like that. That's all what happened. So by saying something, if they didn't rise heresy, their two teachings, they would be enlightened in their life. Right in that light. So, but that happened, it happened. So, they, oh, so that, so, so, the Gambo, met this one. So, I was not involved, Jung Lama is the time, American nun, Kani, she finished university, she came to Nepal, she was part of university, I think, to on the Solo Kumbu, very high mountains, I haven't been near Mount Everest, there were some nunnery, and Dibuchi or something nunnery, she went there, stayed for a long time, many months, and studied, I don't know what to study, and they had to report to America, well, university or something, but it's a part of university thing. And, then she came to Kapan, and then later I became nun, here in America, from Jebji Song, and then, anyway, I became Tolama and Ha, she liked very much, children, you know, to teach, and, then what they say, university education there. But Lama didn't marry the Lama, to write book and anything, nothing written, but people were very excited and to make, kinds of magazines for this and that. But so, I was not involved for a long time, and, then there was a huge meeting, in America, in Santa Fe, one Hindu, great sadhu, hold a very big meeting, and, his owners was supposed to come, but, mainly China, stopped. And, so one Indian lady spoke and very heavily criticized mainly China having, stopped his owners coming for the meeting. And so their message was, supposed to read, his only message was, I think I was supposed to read, but I was leaving to the airport, to Mongolia, from Geshe Soba, the sender. So my teacher, the Gua Ribu Rinpoche, who was at Rijigaya House. Sen Horde, so Rinpoche read, his only message to the meeting. So I thought that time, everybody cannot become Buddhist, everybody cannot become Christianity, everybody cannot become Hindu, everybody cannot become Muslim. So, but, you know, there should be a good heart. There should be, you know, a good human, good heart, life to be beneficial for others in the world, education must be spread. So I thought that. And so then I was thinking what to do. So then I thought that my teacher, first teacher who taught me the very beginning of the philosophy, Dura, Baksa, Geshe Rabdhan Rinpoche, great scholar and great mentor. So here at this universe, 16 human dharmas, written and show only sometimes, he keep this very precious. And only show us some time. But so I remember that. And so then, of course, later, much later, of course, in the other lamas' collections of teaching there, and as well as the Tibetan government school in books, but there's some elaborate, some short like that, but there, so I found out. So anyway, so every single thing there. Some things about race. That they gone to India and Tibet, concept of race, but not in the West, but something like that. They gone to country. So the beginning, the very beginning, there was a very beginning word, which in the faith to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that changed later, you know. Also like that, and then we tried to make it lighter, and read LMB with Karuna's children and few people I read. Then I listen, yeah, director of the center, universalization. So she met, commentaries and books. So she, so far it has been quite very successful. Yeah. But then I went over again that, those few, look at the few, but then I translated again with Steve, American monk Steve from LMB and, Karuna and John Lando, there. So with the three of them and we went over again. So this is the root to not get lost. Too much commentary, to not get lost from the root. I don't want to happen that. So, this is the root and, so therefore I say, what are you saying? So important. So important, the God, the way to guide the children, yeah, of course, as I said, it's their karma, but won't succeed every single day, what do you think like that? But, very, very important, how their lives are going to, and then they will have children, then that will be, their life will be copy for the children, their children, then their children, generation, generation. So, therefore, you know, the way to guide children is very, very, have to know, so, parents have to, children were to learn through example, through your example, good example. Also, on the bad example, of course, then they will like that. So, it's not enough. They do just what attachment your attachment want, your self-sensation don't want, that doesn't mean they will have happiness in their life. Doesn't mean that, or they can benefit the world. So anyway, so they have this universalization to not only to learn, not to act, just to act. Not only to learn the words, not only to learn to explain some another, to practice. So some is Dharma. So. The essence, good heart. Everyone does know much, the good heart, not harm others, benefit others. Oh, that should be basis. The way to guide the parents, the children to become like that. Oh, that's, yeah. That should be the aim to guide, you know. So the children, they will have so much happiness, success in their life. And then they will educate their children. Then through their children. So generation, it brings happiness. You bring happiness to generation, not only your children, but generation, continuously bring happiness. So, there's that, so, always a good heart. I make symbol, many numbers, and before there are seven things, added there. As the courage and the seven. Because, I'm not going to go through that, but it's, even though it is important, but, good heart, the aim to, yourself to practice and what educate the children to guide, example is in good heart compassion, but not harm, benefit others, the essence. Oh, then the happiness comes. So then all the success, all the wishes, your wishes, children's wishes, all they can fulfilled. By the way, your wishes, all your wishes get succeed. By the way, main aim is benefiting others, fulfilling others' wishes. Then through that, and by the way, your wishes, by the way, fulfilled. So that, that is the very essence. So now in the world, yes, there's university, there's college, there's school, so many education. But do they know how to achieve happiness? How to work for happiness? Do they know that? That is, without knowing Dharma, without knowing Dharma, you know, Vipassana meditation, you know, this, I don't know, but, for my mindfulness, mindfulness, body mindfulness of the, feeling mindfulness of the, mind, and then the phenomena. So anyway, that's breathing meditation, yes. Anyway, without knowing Dharma, acceptance for practicing Dharma, whatever. Otherwise, getting many, as a, you know, learning many educations, yes, but what about, the itching happiness in the life, itching happiness in the life, in your life, and causing happiness to others. Except those who are practicing Dharma, recognize karma, avoiding the cause of suffering, and practicing the cause of happiness, in a good karma. People are practicing Dharma. What I want to say is short. What to say? If you want to have a successful life, yes, you can have it. But in short, what I want to say is, if you want a successful life, your wishes, then you must do, you create the cause of that. It's dependent arising. It's dependent arising. It's not Tibetan rice. Dependent arising. So dependent karma. So for that, your wishes to succeed, then you must create a cause. The cause is the good karma. The cause is whether you believe good karma or not, whether you believe karma or not, or reincarnation or not, the karma, reincarnation, you know, whether you are believer or non-believer. Oh, Oh, since you want to success in your life, your wishes get success, you must work for others and fulfill others' wishes first. You fulfill others' wishes first. And as much as you get done that, then that becomes the cause of fulfilling your wishes. So therefore, it involves, from that work, it involves to not harm and to benefit others. It condemns that, to fulfill others' wishes first. So you are able to fulfill wishes others one sentence brings wishes of happiness. You fulfill that cause for many lifetimes, not just only this, many lifetimes, 100,000 lifetimes in the future, your wishes can succeed. So, because the karma is not only definite to experience as a result, happiness, suffering, depending on what cause we create, not only that, but karma is expandable. One negative karma, one positive karma, or the result you experience suffering or happiness 100,000 lifetimes, all from one karma, all like that. Then if the karma is not secure, you never experience the result. What is suffering or happiness? Then later, but once the karma is created, the result, even to billions, zillion, trillion, eons at tax time, result will definitely never get lost. Result definitely experience all like that. So many problems, problems or success in this life, it could be a result of billion, zillion, trillion, eons ago. Also like that also. Not only you have done karma this life or past, no. Past this only. Billion, zillion, trillion, eons ago. It's almost possible also like that. So anyway, the essence is like that. Whether you believe or non-believe or whatever, good heart. Whether you are believer or non-believer, reincarnation, karma, so and so forth, but good heart, practice good heart, benefit others. That should be the main practice. Then all your wishes come true. All your wishes, even this life, day to day, they become true. So the people who have doesn't know anything and having success for example, many times in America, the simple people who are working, simple means not rich, here in this case, they were putting petrol and gas in the car, or just ordinary people working, so they get many million dollars, win lotteries, and like that happens many times. For example, like that, that's one example. Then many others, success. So those things are not necessarily create karma this life, but create karma in the past. So as I mentioned, it could be billion, zillion years ago, or like that. Create karma in the past. So they experience this life. That karma becomes strong somehow, then they experience this life. So like that. so then people people would think, oh, strange, you know, how this happens, you know. So I'm going to do some prayer. We'll do some prayer for children, okay? Due to all the past, present, future merits collected by me, three time merits collected by numberless sentient beings, three time merits collected by numberless Buddhas. Kadamba Center here, the children's, children's here, now, and in the past, now, will be coming here, future, and all the rest of children's in the world, able to generate ultimate good heart, bodhicitta, and then bring this world pacify the wars, famines, disease, and torture, and all the problems, dangers of fire come from mind. And dangers of that not natural. I don't say natural disease. This came from karma, came from mind. Without mind, without negative mind, there won't be danger of fire, water, air, earthquakes, and tsunamis. Wonder doesn't exist. Doesn't happen without the mind. Without negative mind. Without negative mind. So it's not disaster. Not natural disaster. Came from mind. Mind created. So not natural disaster. It's called natural disaster, but that's because coming from maybe not thinking, not knowing karma, not knowing how they came from the mind, not knowing that, talking it according to their mind. Either talking that according to those people's mind who don't know. Or the other thing is that those people don't know karma, dharma, karma. Doesn't know how things come from mind. They believe, you know. At the moment, so like that. So danger of fire, especially in America, that happens a lot. And then comparing the other world, other countries, it happens more in America. Dangerous fire, water. Sometimes happens in America two, three times, it happens together, you know, two different states or three different, sometimes like that, fire, burning the mountains, was amazing. So sorry, my topic of love. So I thought, in the past, you know, if the government, you know, pick up one of the gurus, then pick up, carry, plan to pray there, where there's a fire, like that, you know, that would help to reduce things like that. They You see, one time, Tushita Dhamsala, there's a house, Dhamsala Gomba, there's a house, so there's a fire happened one morning. So we were sitting on the roof, Lama's new house. I was sitting in the chair, Lama was sitting in the chair. This was the last time. So Lama didn't bother. And the many people bring water, well, cooks bring water in the bucket and put the fire. And so, but Lama was not worried. And he said, Lama Tsongkhapa, there was a fire happened in Tibet. And Lama Tsongkhapa, with a subtle mind, there's a gross mind, a subtle mind, extremely subtle mind. So with the extremely subtle mind, which means clear light. So clear light, and stop the fire. Didn't have to do anything. Just with that realization, stop the big flame, the huge burning of the fire, and stopped. So Lama said, "Oh, that's what happened." Oh, then he didn't. It didn't disturb Lama's mind. Lama's completely relaxed. So that means. He himself has even the ordinary view, even the common view. Ordinary view means our view that Lama has a realization, clear light, the higher tantra realization, clear light. The Mahamudra, the Kaza. In Jawa in Saba lineage, Kaju is Jawa in Saba lineage, not other sect Kaju. Many people think other sect Kaju, no? The Kaju means lineage of the Jawa in Saba. The Lama Tsongkhapa is disciple, Jawa in Saba, the lineage of teachings. Kaju is lineage of teachings, not other sect. See, many people think Kaju is, they only know the word Kaju, then they think other sect, no? so the realization as Lama has. So Lama was like completely relaxed, even though there's a big fire happening there. Oh, the Lama mentioned the story. Was like that. So the fire stopped. Anyway, so there was a big fire in Australia. It took few months to stop. Mountains and mountains. So I suggested, centers, our centers to the municipal the puja. So requested, and I don't know what they did or not, but anyway, hopefully they may have done. But the fire stopped. The fire was stopped after some time, several years ago. So dangers of fire. Just to make sure. Dangers of fire, water, air, earthquake, sauna. All these problems be specified immediately to never experience this, all these problems. And may the perfect peace, happiness be prevailed in the world. As developed bodhis, a good heart, ultimate good heart bodhis in their mind. And all the children in this world. And so the world in the future becomes more and more peace. Less and less the global and country society problems and the more peace. This way everyone benefited, no harm. Everyone benefited each other like one family. like the very harmonious, no, there's families which against each other, but they were talking the life, but families, they have very harmonious, very loving, all the people to be, and Hayabaya, to begin like that. Then also then you see Neva become a bad example, you know, to add to the world, to other human beings, to other sentient beings who want happiness, do not want suffering. So do not be a bad example to others, to suffer. And to like that, and so then then you achieve the then also as well the Dharma wisdom, ultimate wisdom, wisdom realizing emptiness, the ultimate wisdom, Dharma wisdom. Dharma wisdom, knowing what is right to practice, what is wrong to abandon. Abandon the cause of suffering. The right to practice what is the cause of happiness. Oh, that Dharma wisdom. Oh, that's big, that's the huge problem in the world. That is the huge amazing problem. If regards to God, children or for anything, in the government or all, that's the biggest suffering, because, to develop Dharma wisdom, and ultimately, emptiness, ultimate to realize that these are merits granted by myself by sending being numberless and numberless Buddhas Nyachancho samcho rinpo che ma che pa na che 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 pa nyamba me pa yukone kundu pe war ayo tonye tawa rinpo che ma che pa na che 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 pa nyamba me pa yukone kundu pe war ayo Java children, but they're able to understand this life in their life to understand Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, unmistaken Buddha Dharma, unmistaken Buddha Dharma, sinless teaching, then you see, if the children learn good heart, not harming, benefiting others, then they will have so much happiness in their life. Then they are able to give happiness to so many other sentient beings. Then parents sacrificing their life 9 months mothers, you know, sacrifice like 9 months taking care of the parents for years, 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 dedicating the night time, day time, their life, material experiences, or, you know, maybe sometimes, maybe get bored or whatever, get bored sometimes, yeah, well, maybe strong attachment doesn't get tired, but, and the, so much sacrifice, life, children, you know, material expense, you know, children want this, want that, want this, want that, you know, parents what worry about, need of children, So anyway, oh, then, this way, practicing good heart, causing, there's happiness in the life, giving so much happiness to others in the world. Oh, then parents, dedication, how much it suffered, to take care of children, oh, become worthwhile. Become worthwhile. Otherwise, this is, it's just, you know, is totally suffering. That's no meaning. Then it's all done. Selfish mind, attachment, so negative karma. So just nothing. So like that. So therefore, yes, truly, education is important. Yes, but now the motivation to use the education, making beneficial to others, so that become beneficial to you. So that is how to do has two things. How to clean the room, two things. How to clean the room? vacuum cleaner or whatever it is. I mean, you learn how to clean you learn in the West, you learn, not in the East, I don't know, maybe not, but in the West you learn all the things how to but that's, yes, you need that, yes. But the motivation of cleaning, how to clean, the positive motivation. That's where, then your cleaning become positive, not negative karma. Positive action. And brings the result only happiness. So, how to ask two things. What is normally taught in the university college is one thing. But, the, how to is through Hazan. Buddha's teaching explains how to live a life. Positive motivation, happy motivation, peaceful motivation, happy motivation, the virtuous motivation, the happy mind. renunciation, the bodhicitta. Even cleaning, for example, ultimate good heart, benefit others, in all the bodhicitta, then you are each movement cleaning, not only purifying your mind and correcting extensive merit, not only that, benefiting numberless sentient beings, benefiting to numberless sentient beings, free from oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them peerless happiness instead of omniscient mind. So even each cleaning, it's a movement. Oh, so if you, it's a motivation that, so there's a different level of motivation, positive and more positive, more positive. Oh, that. So, even doing secretary, doing work in secretary, or anything, so how do two things. One is taught, what is taught in the university college, but one is what Buddha has taught. Oh, how to live the life. So without that, then everything becomes negative karma. At least the person, non-believer person has a good heart, naturally good heart, then possible to good ground. Otherwise, everything becomes negative. Nighttime, daytime, like, oh, just only negative karma. So therefore, we are so fortunate to meet, to come to know Buddha's teaching in this life. To come to know, to check Buddha's teaching. To check Buddha, even you open the mind to check Buddha's teaching. Even not practicing, but will check what, how it is. Even to open the mind. So fortunate. You know, unbelievable fortunate. Unbelievable fortunate. And particularly Lama Dzogchen teaching. So I think that's enough for children. Okay? Yeah. Maybe there's some question that what? Okay. Is there some question that I can think of?
Please wait for the handheld mic.
What happens to sentient beings who cannot find a human womb to reincarnate in? People, you know, between people, women having abortions and contraception and all, what happens to those sentient beings? Thank you.
To those sentient beings?
Who are in, before they take birth, if they cannot find a human rebirth. Does that make sense?
Yes. Totally makes sense.
Do they like reincarnate in other forms? They have no choice?
I think I think better to be one way. If you can't look after, you cannot look after. It's better be careful at the beginning. If you can't look after, you understand?
Okay, thank you. Could I ask you another question?
You can't look after.
Lama Zopa Rinpoche, thank you so much for helping my mother when she was dying. I'll never be able to repay you for your great kindness. I just want to thank you for that.
And thank you
so much for being here. I also want to ask you from the Golden Light Sutra, if you could, why is it so important to remember our past lives? I keep reading it over and over again. May we always remember our past lives. Thank you.
Past lives.
It says in the Golden Light Sutra, may I or we always remember our past lives.
Oh, I see.
I was just wondering, our former lives.
Oh, yeah. I see. I think remembering past life, then maybe it helps. Maybe it helps to make preparation for the good preparation or preparation for happiness in future lives. This life and future lives to better it might help with that. To understanding the past lives, remember past lives, that's the usefulness. I was very. I thought, you know, the mother was completely. the mother was in very bad condition. I thought, I spent that. Before I went from here, I was thinking how to help. The mother must be very bad condition. bad condition. Near the death, and so I was thinking to how to help. thinking. So I thought the idea to wear a card, and. The different Buddhas who has pure land, you know, different Amitabha Buddha and different, and also your root guru. I mean, the Buddha is one, but the person who is dying is root guru, and that, of course, that's the most important thing in the Yamadama, or Suprema Sambhava, and Buddha Stupa was pictured there. So in the help, anything so powerful, death time to help, to not be reborn, Lord, to get in the pure land. So in the mantras, by looking at it, purifies your negative karma. So much negative karma get purified, and the plant seed to enlightenment, and those are different, the mantra, even by just looking. Mantra, that is Buddha's mantra, just by seeing purified and heavy negative karma, break another life, immediately get reborn, lost hotel, for which duration alive the one intermediate eon as suffer, so does get purified just by seeing that. And then habits in the karma abandon holy dharma. So destroyed all the temples in the world, all the statues, all the scriptures, all the stupas in the world, heavier than that, or heavier than that, is explained in the beginning of Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim. The Chaitanya is not stupa, it's all the holy objects, whom you make offering. So, those heavy naked karmas get purified just looking at the mantra. And then there's another mantra, Chulung Rabito, by looking at the 1,000 eons naked karma. So I thought the card, to write a card and to give it to her. So I wrote, I don't remember what I did here or not. But now I have the card, all the different Buddhas, and then His Holiness, and then Buddha, the big stupa in Nepal, Buddha, and then Pema Samadhi. So my message backside for dying person who is dying.
The death card.
So that was that card. This card what we have now developed, and this meant because of your mother.
Thank you so much.
To go to see your mother and think how to help. So then this card has been developed. And so when I went there, your mother's completely okay.
Thank you so much.
When I went there, your mother was taking care of completely by herself. In my observation, Kamatara, which is deity to pray for Kamatara. But when I went there, she had already Tara picture, and she was praying Tara. Well, she was completely okay. She was completely taken care by, she got it. She's taken care by herself. So, very good.
Lama, you told me to recite, I always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach enlightenment. I keep reciting that all night long whenever I'm awake. Thank you so much. And you came to me in the middle of the night. 3 nights in a row, I could feel you at my heart, consoling me. I knew it was you. Thank you so much.
So, thank you very much. This is to help the people in the world, the cart. So it's come from your mother. Okay, bro, your mother. Okay, thank you very much. So if one can't take care of the child, then one should be careful at the beginning. So that one doesn't have to do that. Or abortion. So one is not careful, then so uncontrollable the attachment, because not careful, then make many mistakes, harmful for others, and then you're harmful for others, then it's suffering for yourself, and then no good. So to be careful in the very important. Like that. But but I think you see once it happens, once the child happened, once a child happened, then must look after, must take care of. It's very important. Think that yourself, that is yourself. How it is yourself is born there. That's yourself. And you want to be taken care of, you want to be, you know, you want a person. In a simple way, think of that. How is that? So, a simple way to think that. That is yourself, you know? How it is. You want to survive or kill. So, anyway, I think, so once born, must take care. I just mentioned one thing. You know, in the morning, right after you wake up, there's a motivation, I received all transmission from Geshe Senge Rinpoche, Mongolian, Lama, Geshe Senge Rinpoche, outer Mongolian, who lived in Tibet, studied in Tibet, Sera, and became Geshe Larimba. So he became abbot after Mao Zedong died, after 20 years of unbelievable torture, or the, you know, normalness, nothing. Then the next president allowed a little more, some monks and the monastery and some studies. So then time he was appointed as abbot of Sera Chenme in Tibet. So I just learned from him. Then I added this. Verse from the 8 verses of Kadama Geshe Langri Tangpa and the Nagarjuna's word. Then the Bodhicharya, some of the verses from Bodhicharya. The third chapter or the third or second, I'm not sure. So that contains the motivation, like for example, taking care of children. So anyway, purpose of my life is for others, to free the, for others from suffering and to obtain happiness for others, to obtain happiness for others. And then not on this life, but future lives, happiness, and then the ultimate happiness, liberation from oceans of samsara suffering, and peerless happiness, the state of omniscient mind, and so the total illumination of the obscuration and completion of the realizations. My life is to serve others, okay? My life is here to serve others. So, So five minutes finish or after 5 minutes. So here I explain the basis for the adverses, basis for the adverse of thought transformation, basis for the bodhicitta, basis for that. Oh. Okay, now that includes motivation, taking care of children as well. So that most important basis. So please under this, okay? So your past, present, future happiness. Your past, present, future happiness. All come from your mind. Your mind, your good karma. Mental factor that abides with the principle consciousness. With the principle consciousness, just them. So So recognition, the intention, attention, contact. So the five mental factors, similar. There are five similarities according to the principle conscience. So the samba, the intention, the so simple samba as a characteristic of the characteristic simple samba legacy, characteristic of the karma, the action, simple samba the some intention that that happens with the principle consciousness. The five was similar to the principle consciousness. So, so that is the characteristic of the action, the karma. So all one's own past, present, future happiness come from your karma, positive intention. So, that your mind, the mental. So the pitfall mental factors, and this five, or this one. Your good karma. Your good karma is Buddha's action. Sanjiga Tile. So Buddha's action. Buddha has two, one is Buddha's, but Buddha's is omniscient mind. One is with the us, sentient beings. Sanjiga Tile, action. So our good karma is, Buddha's action. So that good karma came from Buddha. Buddha came from Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta. Bodhisattva came from Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta came from great compassion. Not only wishing the sentient beings free from suffering, but taking taking responsibility to free them from suffering by oneself. Or that, by taking responsibility, only by taking responsibility, not only wishing, but taking responsibility on yourself, then the compassion receives them great traction, great vehicle. The great compassion is generated because a suffering sentient beings existing. Because the existence of the suffering sentient beings. So without suffering sentient beings, there's no way to generate great compassion. So great compassion came from suffering, existence of suffering sentient beings. The numberless hell realm, hunger ghosts, numberless hunger ghosts, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless sura beings, numberless asura, numberless intermixed beings. Numberless intermixed, like that. So, numberless suffering sentient beings. The person who is angry to you, who always harms you with the body, with the speech, mind, who abuses you, okay? Now whom you call enemy. Okay. So now depending on that suffering sentient being, then you see you generate great compassion. Depend on the kindness of that suffering sentient being who abuse you. Then you generate great compassion. By his kindness, by his his existence of suffering sentient being, then you able to generate great compassion. Then from great compassion, great compassion rises. From the great compassion, Buddha comes. From Buddha, then comes the good karma. Buddha's action. Then, from there, all the happiness from beginningless rebirth and now, and all the future life, your future life happiness, generally all the three time happiness, generally all the three time happiness, but also your three time happiness of the enlightenment, all that comes from completely. All that happiness comes from this person. Comes from this person who abuses you. Who is angry to you, who desires you, who doesn't love you. All come from this person. All from beginning, happiness from beginningless, but now, future of the angry, come from this, Come from him or her. Receive from him or her. Just like that. From numberless suffering center, every single ant, every single mosquito, every single fish in the water, small, can't say with eye, but with machine, but mountains of whales, and numberless animals in the ocean, and in the ground, and on the ground, when you walk in the grass, those tiny ones fly runway, including each one of those, and the ones in the sky, depending on everyone. Start from this big person who abuse you. Your collection of goodness, every single thing come from that, from this sentient being. As well as every single sentient being. Like that. So therefore now, this person is in your life the most precious, most kind, most dear, wishfully, you are wishfully, because all this happiness you can achieve from that. So even the including enlightenment you achieve from that, from this person. Oh, all like this. So, unbelievable, like that, you know? So really, the most, even Buddha Dharma, says that, understood from the Buddha came from sentient beings. So, by quality of course Buddha precious. But by kindness, sentient beings, oh, Buddha, whom you take refuge with the Dharma Sangha, every practice we begin, we take refuge with the Dharma Sangha, so by taking refuge with the Dharma Sangha, our practice, whatever meditation we do, 100 times as more merit, by taking, you take refuge at the beginning, then you do 100 times more merit, so, like that. And, also, then also by Buddha Dharma Sangha, doing practice, then that becomes, Buddha Dharma, or like that, or the, then, so, yeah. Oh, so even Buddha Dharma Sangha came from sentient beings. Buddha Dharma Sangha, they will take refuge and to not only free from Lord, but free from oceans of samsara suffering forever. And then to easy full enlightenment. To cease all the obscurations, gross subtle, to reach all the realizations by the same blessings, by actualizing Dharma, the path is in our heart, we become Sangha, through that we become Buddha also, then through a perfect work for sentient beings. So come from Buddha Dharma Sangha, come from the sentient beings. This, the one who abuse you, come Buddha Dharma Sangha. Buddha came from him. Sangha was her or him. whomever you have heard of him. So like that, you see? So unbelievable precious. Oh, so like that. So there's something, the most good, so precious. Oh, then, like that. So now, So you are taking care of old mother, old father, old folks home, or whatever. You are taking care of old people, either you are taking care of children, or the children also like that. So this is not talking, my child. No, not attached, my this, my, no. Attached to my, no, that. Oh. They're just sentient being, looking at the precious, most precious, most kind, most dear, wishful. Oh, that, the child is like that also. So, this is the biggest reason. Oh, so then my life is for others. Oh, so fortunate that I can use my limbs, my legs, my limbs, mouth, you know, my body, my, to check even one sentient being, and the number is, but even one sentient being find useful me, that I can use my limbs to free from problems and to cause happiness. I can use, well, so, I'm so fortunate. I'm so important, so fortunate, that I can use even for one sentient being to cause happiness, you know. So, my limbs, my life, you know, take care of even one sentient being, cause happiness, joy, to prevent problems. So, like that, that's the attitude. How to take care of children? Oh, like that. Oh, that? Oh, then you have so much. Your life not become boring. Otherwise, life is boring. It is. So I see the people who have committed suicide so easily. So many happens in life. Even, you know, many other reasons, full of reasons in the life. But so you don't. So you, if you don't have dharma. If you don't have dharma, then this is what happens. Life is very boring. No meaning. No. So difficult. So no meaning in the life, you know. So here, all this, so much happiness. Wow, able to use your limbs, your body's mind to even take a chill once and then being, you know, so, so important, so, you know. So feel so fortunate, even to solve small problem, cause even small happiness. So like that, in the life, in our life, you know, as I often say, in the train or in the vehicles, some people do that. When there's old people or something, you know, anyway, older, young, however, you give your seat to somebody who is not seated. Even small pleasure like that, small comfort like you offer, to others, you know, even somebody carrying a heavy load, very old man or whatever, very carrying a very heavy load, you know, dragging, and then try to help, you know. You share the, reduce the difficulties. In daily life, anything like that, you know, even small things try to help, try to cause even small pleasure, comfort to others. So, like that to offer. Also practice like that, taking care of old people, or similar. Like that, the mind is so happy. Mind is incredible, joyful, so unbelievable happy, you know, to serve. This way. By knowing Dharma, spirit, mind, teaching, what is that? All the kindness of sending, then there's a really incredible, incredible, it brings so much happiness, anything what you can do, you know? So fortunate your life, beneficial your life to others, you know, even one sending. So that's why I said, think of the one who was born in the womb, in your womb, or some, think that like yourself to see how just, you want to be a killer person or what, so that. So anyway, once it happened, then I was saying, dedicate, take care, really, you know, precious sentient being. Okay. For that. Yeah, so that's time. Okay, thank you very much. I did to all the past, but future merits, glory, teacher merits, glory by others, sentient beings, Buddhas. May the bodhicitta be generated in the hearts of six realms, and especially everybody in the world, especially in the hearts of all the students, all the center benefactors, volunteers working in the center, and especially on the us here, the Kadampa Center, all the staffs and all the benefactors of the center. Other students and for the past and present future, Bodhicitta without delay in a second, and that will generate Bodhicitta in others' heart, be generated as a Chancho Chancho Rinpo Chiyama Chiyawana Chichi Chichiyapa Nyambame Kone Kondo Bewa Yo Then due to all the past, present, future merits collected by me, three time merits collected by numberless sentient beings, numberless Buddhas, all these merits, which are merely labeled by the mind, but also because of that do not exist at all from its own side, totally empty. May the I, who is also merely labeled by the mind, so do not exist from its own side, that which is totally empty. From totally empty. Achieve the peerless happiness, the omniscient mind, which also exists but do not exist from its own side. That which is totally empty. Achieve the, lead the sentient beings who exist but do not exist from its own side. That which is totally empty. To that peerless happiness, the still omniscient mind, which exists but do not exist from its own side, that which is totally empty. By myself alone, who exists in mere name, merely labeled by the violet mind, but so do not exist at all from its own side. That which that who is totally empty. So this is the same motivation, as I explained. Taking care of old person or the children. So now that's the same motivation. You have family life. So, same motivation, as one is wife, and then, living with the husband, or your husband living with the wife, and the same motivation. So, this is out. This is the way how to live the life with this bodhicitta, with this good heart, the bodhicitta, like that. Cherishing others, equalizing, cherishing others, on the basis of equalizing, then oneself others, then they cherish others, renounce I, letting go I, from where all the suffering and problem rise, and cherish others, from where all the collections of happiness, good things rises, receives. All that, the same thing, a husband or wife, children, or the same motivation, the motivation, the way to live the life, the way will, how to live the life, how to live the life, oh, the most important, how to live the life. You want to know how to live the life? Oh, that is the answer. Oh, that is the answer, if you want to know the answer to the question, to that question. How to live the life. Oh, so, thank you very much. Okay. Mm. Yeah.